Türkheim. The lights and colors of the vines throw a serene glow over the charming town of Türkheim. It's one of the emblematic towns of the Alsace wine route. Its history is closely linked to vineyard culture. Türkheim can be found at the foot of the Brandt Hill. Today, the Brandt is one of Alsace's most famous Grand Cru, or vintages. The hill benefits from an exceptional location bathed in sunshine, and local legend has it that a dragon fell asleep here. Surprised by the sun, the heat melted its scales, and as a result, its blood boiled and spread over the dry earth. Hence, since that day, the fiery earth produces majestic and elegant wines. In 1312, the Emperor Henry VII raised the town to the rank of city of empire and granted permission to erect a medieval wall around it. La Porte de France, the Gate of France, dates back to 1330, and its purpose at that time was for economic exchanges, mainly with Switzerland. La Porte de Münster, the Munster Gate, tells the story of witchcraft. On going through it, the torture victims were led to their place of execution. The huge and less ornate Porte de Brandt, Brand Gate, had a defensive role, and it was a major event for the village when in 1354 it joined the Federation of the Decapole. Its need for protection brought it closer to its neighbouring villages. Türkheim took full advantage of the 16th century, well known for being the golden era of Alsatian wine growing. Its inhabitants built beautiful Renaissance houses, and the town its town hall and guardhouse, the Corps de Garde. After the 30-year war, in the 17th century, the town became French. Nowadays, nothing remains to remind us of the terrible fighting that took place in 1945. Türkheim was the last German stronghold in the heart of the Poche de Colmar. Its museum memorial to the Poche de Colmar fighting is considered a museum of peace and not war. As night falls, the night watchman can be heard doing his rounds in the streets of Türkheim, just as he used to back in the olden days, thus allowing you to share in the traditions and folklore of this fiery earth.